I think it's worthwhile spending time this week preparing for the tefillos of Yom Kippur. But before we go into the specifics, just by way of general introduction, there's a Medrash Eichatov in Tilim, it's also in Vayikra Rabba. And the Medrash says that compared to the previous generations, we're impoverished. We don't have Nevi'im. We don't have Kohanim serving in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't even have a Beis HaMikdash. The function of the Beis HaMikdash, at least in part, was to provide kapara for us, to provide forgiveness. So where do we get it from then? Says the Medrash, Oy tefillah achas shenishtaya lehem shemispalim b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. Havi lo baza es tefillasam. The tefillahs that we say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are never rejected by Hashem. The Medrash says that's talking about our generations. That even if we've fallen far, even if we've come to a low spiritual level, nonetheless, the Medrash is even more radical than that, even kamesim b'maaseh, even if we're like dead people when it comes to our actions, but we come and daven in front of Hashem, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Hashem creates us into a Briah Chadash, we become something new. These days are incredibly powerful. The Peleoyets. We're talking about Yom Kippur. Says that if it's true that tefillah during these 10 days of the Aseres Meitshuva is accepted, even for an individual who's not davening with a tzibur, v'ani tefillas, v'ilasi l'chashem esratzen, how much more so on Yom Kippur itself? This is the Yom Rotzon Mikol Ha'amim. Mikol Ha'amim. This is the day, the most desirable of all days, the Shari Rotzon, the days of desire, the gates of desire open. And therefore, says the Seyd V'Seyr Sheresh HaAvodah, if we understand the power of the day, if we understand the impact that our tefillahs can have, we need to make sure to say the words properly, to say them with meaning and say them with feeling, to understand what the words mean, to realize and recognize that we're standing in front of Hashem. Internalize the power of these words. Peleoyetz goes further, talks about deepening our awareness of the fact that we're standing in front of Hashem, standing in front of Him with hachna, with subjugation. And in fact, the whole vidui that we say is lifnei hakel, according to the Rambam. It's in front of Hashem. And our vidui is done within the context of tefillah. So it already comes together that we're repairing a relationship that might have gone stale or even gone sour in the previous year. We restore that with heartfelt tefillah. We restore that with an awareness of standing in front of Hashem, owning our mistakes, and in doing so, repairing the relationship. This is it. This is the power of Yom Kippur, the day of tshuva. The day when we invest in tefillah more than any other day in the year. Because tefillahs and Yom Kippur have the ability to repair and to restore and to create a sense of kirva to Hashem, of closeness to Hashem that we can't get anywhere else. Therefore, it's worthwhile to take the time to invest in understanding what these tefillahs mean.